Hello, welcome to a new episode of the Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. Today with me we have Sofia Hernandez, that is the Global Head of Business Marketing at TikTok, and also Adrian Lehens, that is Global Head of Operation for TikTok Creator Marketing Solutions. And if you're new to the show, I wanted to invite you to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. We have new episodes every single Wednesday morning. Enjoy the show. Hello, Adrian and Sofia. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely, I'm very excited about this episode. First time that we do with three people together, so we have a lot going on, a lot of really good questions, and finally excited to talk about TikTok with people from TikTok, right? So we can have the real insights and data directly from the people that have been doing this for a good time right now. So first of all, can you please just introduce yourself so that the audience can know a bit more about you?
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much for having us, Alessandro. Really excited to be part of this podcast. And my name is Adrian Lehens. I lead global operations for TikTok Creator Marketing Solutions, a bit of a mouthful of a title. But we really are helping brands and creators connect and collaborate through a variety of products, programs, and services through the TikTok Creator Marketplace. And what I love about where our team sits in the organization is we have this really synergistic place that we sit, where our North Star goal is focused on helping creators to monetize and make a living on TikTok. But we also help brands to show up on TikTok in ways that are really native and authentic to the platform in partnership with creators. And we also help to ensure that users have a good experience with the ads that they're exposed to on TikTok, because the creator content is so effective and they love and appreciate the creators when the creators are partnering with brands in that way. And so my career has always been at this intersection of content and commerce and technology. And I've been in the creator space for well over a decade. And I joined TikTok because it was the first time in really my whole career that I saw a platform taking such an innovative approach when it came to creator marketing and really putting creators at the center of its broader business strategy and making it possible for anyone to be a creator. And I just loved that mission of inspiring creativity, bringing joy, and being able to contribute to fostering the livelihood of creators globally in such a meaningful way.
Fantastic. Welcome. Thank you for that. And Sofia, what about yourself?
Hi, so I'm Sofia Hernandez, and what I do at TikTok is I lead the global business marketing team. We're an ecosystem of about 500 people across the globe, and our job is really to educate the industry. And when I say industry, I mean brands, agencies, media companies, on how to really be successful on TikTok. So Adrian and I partner together a lot. I'm excited to do this podcast with her and with you, Alessandro. I think this is going to be really fun.
Amazing. Welcome also to you, Sofia. And, you already mentioned a bit that TikTok has been this, it's not just a social media. It's a place for creators, for brands, for anyone, right? Because it's not just anymore for teenagers. We're going to go more in details a bit later. Right. But let's talk about how TikTok has grown, right? Since the inception, many things changed, right? And many things happened, in the social media industry, especially in the, past 5 years. So in your opinion, what are some of the larger shifts that happened, right? That you've seen in the industry? And also it's difficult sometimes for marketers. How can they keep up with that? So many things happening every single day in the social media sphere.
Yeah, I can jump in. So my job is literally to partner with marketers, and I talk to CMOs daily about this evolution and the shift. There are a few things that this TikTok and the TikTok community really have really forced us as marketers to think differently about. I think one is the role of a brand in culture. And brands have really struggled with kind of what role they play in culture, because culture, being a part of culture, requires authenticity, period, right? You come to the table as yourself. And I know Adrian will cover this, but when we think about the creator community and just all the communities that exist within TikTok, they all show up in a very real and authentic way. That's the ethos of the platform: authenticity, creativity. And so we work with brands to really help them understand how do they participate in this conversation. And it's really rooted in entertainment, in storytelling, and throwing away these brand guidelines that brands really hide behind that are legally proved, and really challenging themselves to show up in a way that maybe they didn't think before. We have beauty brands that typically would be very serious and talk about formulas that are doing comedy on the platform because that connects with people. Mm-hmm. We have brands really standing up for diversity and for the diversity in who, I don't know, wears makeup. And you know, like I'm seeing so many brands take a step forward and take a strong stance in topics that maybe in the past we stayed away from. So I think it's really kind of pushing brands to be very authentic, and very real, and also reevaluate how they're telling their stories. And on that note, I'll hand it to Adrian.
Yeah, over the last several years, I've been in the creator space for a long time. And what we've seen, I think, can be kind of categorized into three buckets. The first is really around like the investment that we've seen in the creator economy. You know, influencer marketing is not a new industry. It's been around since the dawn of marketing. Influencer marketing dates back to the days of the Roman gladiators who were endorsing products, right? But with the advent of social, you know, of course, the space grew to, you know, mommy bloggers, to reality stars, to everyday people and everything in between. And we've seen marketers really come, you know, across the board to, you know, increase their investments in the creator economy because they're seeing the real impact from their work with creators. In fact, we see that marketers are expecting to increase their creator marketing budget by 59% in 2023. And that's because it works. You know, brands who are partnering with creators are seeing a 26% lift in brand favorability, a 22% lift in brand recommendations. We hear that 71% of TikTok users say that a creator's authenticity is what motivates them to buy from a brand. And creator marketing is really tapping into every aspect of the marketing funnel, which gets into bucket two, which is all around diversification. And that includes not only diversity of creators, which we've seen tremendous diversity of creators, but also diversity of approaches. There's such a wide variety of ways to partner with creators on TikTok. For example, you could work with creators to engage their communities, you know, directly by having them create content and post to their own handles. You can have them post, you know, create content to be able to populate your business account and your profile on TikTok. You could work with them to create content for the purpose of your paid media campaigns. You can integrate them in all these different formats and all these different strategies. And with the wide variety of, you know, diversity of approaches, there's also a diversity of creators. And TikTok really offers everyone from every walk of life, you know, a global stage to be discovered. And that's something that's really exciting. You know, as a brand, you can tap into such a diverse variety of hyper relevant and hyper niche creators. And you can do all of that at scale, which gets into the third bucket, which is all around accessibility. And this is
Adrian.
Yeah.
Just before you go into the third bucket, I want to double down on the types of diverse creators that brands are partnering with, because I think that's a really important point. Typically, as marketers, we think, oh, I'm Nike, let me find athletes. Or, you know, I'm this beauty brand, let me partner with, you know, the Kardashians, et cetera, right? Like there's a, kind of like a very obvious type of creator selection. But what we're seeing on the platform is brands start to partner with creators you would not imagine. So there was a finance brand that partnered with a Filipino drag queen named Kine, who all of their content is rooted in STEM education, right? But full dressed in full drag, delivering STEM education. And you would normally think of a financial company as more conservative, and they partnered with this creator. So these, because they know that's, they're going to connect with consumers at a different level that way. So I just wanted to double down on an example there with creator diversification. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I love that example. And financial institutions are doing such incredibly creative work on TikTok. There's so many examples, and I love that one. And, you know, from an accessibility perspective, this is like largely driven by technology, right? There's a wide variety of technology solutions that are available to marketers today to really help scale their marketing strategies. And that's really helping to fuel the creator economy in such a big way. And at TikTok, we're investing in a whole suite of solutions, you know, through and around the TikTok creator marketplace that allows brands to discover and activate, you know, creators at scale. So this really kind of feeds into this virtuous cycle of like creator investment, diversification, and accessibility and scale in a big way.
Amazing. No, I mean, I can see there is a lot of like, you know, to go in detail later on, you know, when, you know, the buckets and talking about, you know, the culture and, you know, authenticity we said and the investments, but especially on the culture side, it's also what I really like of TikTok because it's an interesting loop, right? The culture, like, you know, from culture of society is going on TikTok, from TikTok is going back to society, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes behind the video of TikTok, there are so many sub layers that you have to know, right? Behind the meme on TikTok, there is so much going on, right? Sometimes there is a reference to a movie or a song, right? And then, you know, again, you have like serious business, right? Such as like finance and other like, you know, more traditional businesses. They are understanding that you cannot be anymore just corporate, right? Sometimes you have to understand what people want to see, right? And so that's what I really like. And thank you for expanding really a lot on that. And so I wanted to ask you on these, where does TikTok fit into the marketing funnel? Is it like, you know, for the brand awareness at the beginning, it is for the conversion, it is a mix nowadays. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, I think what the industry thinks today is that TikTok is pretty much an awareness play, but what we're seeing is that TikTok is a full funnel solution. And I'll give you some stats because as a marketer, I love stats.
Please
so when you think about affinity, right, 73% of users, TikTok users, feel a deeper connection to brands that they interact with on TikTok compared to other platforms. So you're seeing that consumers are really connecting with brands on this platform, more so than other platforms. When you think about consideration, 79% say that TikTok inspires them to either buy or try new products. That's a really high percentage. And I think this is what you're seeing, the ROI of what I talked about earlier, which is authenticity. When brands show up in an authentic way, their audiences are really leaning in. And then the big one is purchase, right? Because that's what every marketer is focused on, shipping cases or selling their service, et cetera. So TikTok advertisers drove a 96% higher paid media return on ad spend compared to any other form of digital media. And this was measured by Nielsen. So that's almost three times the offline sales efficiency. So we are having impact not only at the top of the funnel and building brand love, but also the bottom of the funnel in actually selling products.
Hello, is your brand ready to amplify its reach? Well, the Influencer Marketing Factory is here to do just that. We are a global influencer marketing agency helping brands ignite their growth, from influencer identification to campaign strategy, handling legalities and agreements to managing shipping and logistics. We have it all covered. We work with hundreds of brands across different verticals, from Fortune 500 companies to DTC brands. And we don't just stop there. With detailed ROI analysis, we help brands like yours measure success, transforming impressions into actionable conversions. You can find us at theinfluencermarketingfactory.com or just search the Influencer Marketing Factory on Google.
It's definitely something that we've been seeing, like, you know, in the past years, right? But I do agree on that, from the brand awareness to conversion rate, right? Because nowadays, social media is not anymore a nice to have. It's a must have, right? Therefore, marketers want to calculate the ROI. We've also seen, like, brands, they want to understand, if I'm putting these investments, how much can I get out? We all know that it's not as only paid media, right? The sales cycle might be a bit different sometimes, but still marketers want to see the return. So it's great to see these numbers. Adrian, do you want to add something on that? Or
yeah, I just think like everything, you know, plus one to everything Sophia said so eloquently. And, you know, in terms of like a real life example of that we've seen, Chipotle has done just tremendous work on TikTok over the years. They partnered with a creator. His name is Keith Lee. I'm going to just fangirl over Keith Lee for 1 second because he's this amazing creator who is like reviews restaurants and has helped to save so many restaurants that have been on the brink of bankruptcy and help them get discovered and save their businesses just simply by posting an honest food review. But he connects so deeply with so many people because he's just such a good, like he's just a, such a good wholehearted person. And the way that he reviews the food is just really entertaining as well. He's helped businesses that have been, you know, really about to close and help them to actually like be so successful that some of them have started franchises. It's just an incredible story. But anyway, so Chipotle partners with Keith Lee, and they did a menu hack on Chipotle's menu items. And through that partnership, Chipotle's CEO shared that their quesadilla sales doubled and that the brand saw double-digit revenue growth in Q2 of this year. So it just really gets to the point that, you know, from a purchase perspective, from a lower funnel marketing perspective, like you can really drive real world business outcomes in partnering with creators on TikTok.
And just to like, you know, change a bit here, I also wanted to talk about, you know, some of the other terms that we've been seeing in marketing nowadays, you know, like, you know, from relevance, you know, resonance, and, you know, be relatable. And Sophia, I found this, you know, statement that you said on Forbes, and I'm going to just quote it, right? Just to having the audience know what you were talking about, and then we're going to expand a bit more on that. And you said, relevance is a moment and it goes away. But resonance makes me feel something and in turn makes me do something. And I think as brands, that's what we're looking for. Brands are looking for a deep level of engagement that makes humans want to do something for or about your brand. Can you elaborate a bit more on that?
Yeah, and I think this goes back to what I'm hearing the through line through all of this is like the realness and the authenticity forming this connection. But when I think about where we've come from and where we're going, I still get a lot of questions from marketers about how they can make their TikTok go viral, right? And this concept of like virality and what that means. And that's not the right way to think about it anymore. People want to lean into creators that they trust because these creators are so true to the content that they're putting out there. It comes from their heart. Mm-hmm. It's not give me a product and a script and I'll read it for you. In fact, and Adrian, I'm sure you have more details around this, but I'm hearing that some creators tell me like they'll walk away from 100K contracts because a brand wants them to be someone they're not or say something they don't really believe. And there's just this true sense of realness and authenticity and how they're really delivering content. Now, what that creates is resonance with communities, right? And that's why TikTok is made up of all these different communities. There's a community for plants, plant talk, a community for people who like to clean things, clean talk. There's a community of people who love potatoes, potato talk, right? There's anything you could possibly imagine. It's people coming together because the content is true to something that they really believe in. And the role for brands is to be students of the platform and students of these communities and really find the one where they can resonate with that conversation. So again, it's not like, oh, let me be relevant and try to put something out that's trending or that might go viral. It's really like, let me have a real place to be and have real conversations with these communities because I believe in those topics because we have something to offer. And you know, Unilever is doing a lot in the clean talk community right now. There was, I think there was some press that went out about it in June, but that's a very natural fit for them, right? And so they're finding the places where they can really resonate with their audiences. And that's when that engagement comes and that's when the brand love comes and that's when the purchase comes.
No, yeah, the idea of having so many communities, sometimes I find out about communities that I didn't even know they existed, to be honest. Like, you know, you can go in a rabbit hole of communities and be like, really, do people like, you know, just care so much about this topic that actually create an hashtag for it? Yes. And then you can see. And what I also love it is that I, as everyone, I guess, I love going in the comments and you can learn so much about a community.
So much.
But it's all the time. It is anytime we work with brands, we say, don't forget that in addition to the content, you have a community that is talking about your product, about your community, about something, and you can get real-time feedback that is way better than a focus group that you have to pay for, right?
Yes.
So having the idea that you have a community that is ready to give you a real transparent comment and feedback about something, through like different communities is very, very powerful.
Alessandro, that's why I say that marketers need to be a student of the platform. And they also need to partner with creators, because creators are masters of the platform and they can really help. I always say think like marketers, but act like creators. Mm-hmm. And Corey Marchisotto, who's the CMO of Elf Cosmetics, she reads 200 comments minimum a day. That is how she stays in tune with what's happening and what's being said about her brand, about the space, about anything.
It makes sense, right? Creators are the ones that they know the do's and don'ts, right? Of not only the platform, but what is happening also in their community, in their range of, like, you know, ages and so on. So Adrian, do we want to add anything?
Yeah, I mean, your brand is on TikTok, whether you know it or not, or whether, and you don't have full control over your brand anymore, right? The community is going to react to how you are showing up, you know, in the world. And there's going to be comments and videos that are discussing your brand, your products, the users and the consumers' experiences with them. And so it's really important to tap into that conversation, be a part of that conversation. And, you know, to Sophia's point about resonance, you know, you have to really know what your values are as a brand. And once you know what your true values are as a brand, that makes who you connect with in terms of the creator side and how you show up, what trends you participate in, that makes all of that so much more effective and so much more authentic, because, you know, you're doing it also as a brand from the heart, right? Just like the creators are so successful because they're able to create content from the heart. As a brand, you also need to be thinking about it from that same lens.
100%. And still on this, you know, something also that I was interested to talk about, it is that, you know, TikTok is not anymore just this place for the, you know, only the young people, right? I do remember from Musical.ly, you know, I've been there, like, you know, since the beginning. I do remember the lip syncing videos and, you know, and still, you know, still some brands that still, you know, think that is the place, right? Oh, you know, it's just like, you know, for people, like, you know, singing and dancing. And likely, like, you know, it just changed, right? You know, so I found something also that you, Adrian, you said, I think when you were in Cannes, you know, a few months ago, and you said that TikTok is not just a place for the Gen Z trendsetters. There are doctors, lawyers, athletes, grandparents, and everything in between. Your brand doesn't need to adopt a new persona to connect with consumers on TikTok. Just partner with the creators that are right fit for you. So first of all, if you want just to explain a bit more on that, and then also if you have any other successful case studies on this topic.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks so much for that. I mean, there's this common misconception, right, that, you know, oftentimes for those that are new to TikTok, that the creators on TikTok are all like Gen Z trendsetters, you know, but some of my favorite creators on TikTok are scientists, they're lawyers, they're giving me the tips, right? They're entrepreneurs. Yeah. In fact, over the weekend in LA, we were experiencing a potential hurricane, right? And so I got all this great information from meteorologists on TikTok. There's so many meteorologists on TikTok who really explain in detail, like, how the heavy rainfall in a place that is normally in a drought, how that can be so much more severe than in a place that gets a healthy amount of annual rainfall, right? But they kind of break it down and give you all this information. And so, you know, personally, I search every restaurant before I go to that restaurant to see what are the best items on the menu. Like, what are people talking about? Like, what is the dessert that has the fire coming out of it that I know I need to take pictures of? And there's so many practical use cases, you know, for TikTok beyond the entertainment aspect. There's so much great information on the platform as well. And so, you know, going back to your question about case studies, you know, and Sophia brought up a really great one about the financial industry. Another one is Fidelity. They partnered with Wishbone Kitchen. Wishbone Kitchen is a private chef and a food creator. Her name is Meredith. And she worked with Fidelity, and she doesn't have a whole lot of financial literacy herself. She's a, you know, real person. And she explained how Fidelity just made it super easy for her to manage her personal finances. But she did it and really integrated the brand naturally into a video that she would typically produce that, you know, she's, you know, preparing a meal. So it's kind of keeping the audience engaged and entertained as she's preparing this meal, but also talking about financial literacy. So as a financial institution, you're not only partnering with financial creators, you could partner with everyday people and have them tell their story about how your product has really changed their lives or helped make something easier for them. And, you know, audiences and communities are so engaged in these creators' life, and they really want to see the creators have successful brand partnerships. And when you go into the comments, as we talked about, there's just so much great love for these creators and for these brand engagements. In fact, on that video, you know, there was a comment about, I love how you're interacting. I love, you know, interacting with these paid partnerships from my favorite creators, you know, get that bag, bestie. There's so much love in those comments. And the other case study that I love is one where one of our agency partners, Publicist, they worked on a charitable campaign called Working with Cancer. And it was around raising awareness for what it can be like if you have cancer and you're in the workplace and the stigmas around that and the challenges that you might face in communicating that to your employees and to your colleagues. And so Publicis wanted to work with creators who had a personal experience with cancer. And that might not always be so evident in the creator's content, right? They might not have talked about that story, or maybe they haven't, you know, that's not something that they have posted about previously. And so Publicis worked with our product called Open Application Campaign through the TikTok Creator Marketplace to identify creators who had that experience. And what's really great about TikTok is not only can you have those moments of virality, but it's really more about finding that community and sparking that conversation for these like really important and meaningful topics as well.
Can I just piggyback on the Fidelity example? I want to point out two things just for any of the marketers that are watching this. So when we talk about, when I get asked about like, oh, what are the trends we should know about? What Adrian just described, where a financial institution is partnering with a creator who's rooted in food and food education and food creation, seems like an unlikely pair. But what they leaned in on is this kind of behavior on TikTok where you're doing something, whether it's putting on makeup or cooking a dish, but you're not talking about that thing. And you think they're talking about the mascara they're wearing or this dish they're preparing, but they're actually, it's like a bait and switch and they're talking about financial literacy. That's a really smart way to lean into the platform. And they did it, they communicated to an audience that obviously cares about financial literacy, but they did it in a really entertaining way. And I don't know if you talked, but like that video got 88,000 likes, and that comment where someone said, I love the way, you know, you're interacting with paid partnerships in a really authentic way, got 2,200 likes. Like that's how this community engages with each other.
Yeah, no, it's powerful. And also like that you can like, you know, cross different audiences together, right? Because everyone needs personal finance, like, you know, help and support, no matter if you are like a chef, you for like an athlete, right? So it's very interesting. And also like, it's less boring that again, seeing the experts just talking about their own thing, right? And that these make also think that I saw so many comments be like, day 715 of me learning so much on TikTok more than school, like, you know, things like that, right? And myself included, sometimes I'm just like trying to relax and then, okay, I guess I'm watching this video of like 3 minutes about astrophysics and learning about the expansion of the universe. And I'm so involved. And I'm, even if I'm understanding maybe 20% of it, then I go to the comments. I'm not the only one that is a bit lost, but at least I'm trying, right? You know, and so that's also what I like, right? There are so many people from different backgrounds getting together under some topics that you might not even know about, but you can explore so much. So that is something very interesting. And jumping on something a bit different, but so important for TikTok, that is music, right? And sound. Basically, it is, you know, it's a sound on platform, right? Of course, with subtitles, you can still follow a bit, but music, it's so integrated, it's so important, right? And some marketers, still some brands, we already said it before, but they might be a bit, you know, intimidated, right? By the idea of using sound, especially trending sound. They might not maybe follow the same, let's say, brand values or image, right, of the brand. So first of all, how, you know, do you have any tips for brands to get on, like on the music and sounds that are trending? And also, have you seen any interesting brands / creator, like, you know, collaborations this year when it comes to music?
Yeah. So, I mean, you're right. Music is integral to the TikTok experience. 88% of TikTok users say that sound is essential to the experience, and 68% of them say that they remember the brand better if they posted their TikTok featuring a song they like. And so it's really important for, and by the way, song or sound, right? Because it could be this really catchy sound. There was a sound that was going around where it was like, you know, when you drop something and it's not just the drop, but then it kind of like hits again and hits again and hits again. It's like the worst sound. There were a lot of brands that leaned into that, and it's just fun and everyone knows it and they like to see the different iterations of it. But music, I mean, let's be honest, from a marketing standpoint, you have to think about licensing the music, because that's very important. We want to make sure that all our sound creators are paid for the hard work that they do. Again, like, brands can find that very challenging, but we do have tools to help them. We have a commercial music library, which they can use, and a lot of those sounds are trending sounds as well. So that's one thing they need to lean into. But they also just need to start to develop internal processes that make it easier to lean into these trending sounds, to partner with creators quickly. If there's a creator that's talking about your brand, for instance, or using a, there was a Cadillac song that was trending. You know, that's an important thing for GM to lean into in the moment. And so what I'm finding is it's really requiring our internal structures to shift and change, because we can't take months to license music anymore. We can't take months to go through legal approval to be able to respond to someone that's, you know, like, making a commentary and using the Cadillac song. It's really requiring us as marketers and overall companies to be much more agile and to really act in real time.
Yeah, you have to be nimble today. Otherwise, you just miss the boat, right? And if you could license music, but you could also, as a brand, you can create music as well. And partnering with creators and leaning on creators is one of the best ways to do that. Ally Financial, to quote, you know, another kind of financial institution, is doing amazing work on TikTok. They created custom and crowdsourced hip hop tracks with TikTok creators, and they help to teach the community about saving and meeting their financial goals in a really fun and entertaining way with these custom tracks produced by some amazing creators. And that campaign led to a 53% increase in follower growth for Ally's TikTok account. And it drove over 6,300 comments on Ally's campaign video. And they partnered with everyone from, you know, Money Coach Vince and Charlie Curtis B. And if you listen to the music, it's just so fun and entertaining. And it's a really great way to, you know, lean into music and sound on TikTok and create those custom tracks.
I'll give just one more example that I'm not sure brands, one, think about, or two, are like naturally comfortable with this, but their own sonic branding. I mean, there are a lot of just like sonic brands that are catchy, or creators, you know, create a funny move to or a skit to. And that's a whole world of exploration with sonic branding. But again, this is requiring marketers to step out of that very safe box that they're used to existing in and really start to explore putting their brand in the hands of consumers.
I have to jump in one more example. So DJ Sally Beats, he partnered with Denny's, and Denny's sent him a track of like just all these different sounds of like their, you know, spatulas and different like breakfast kind of making sounds. And he produced this track as a DJ using all these different sounds that Denny's had sort of in their sound library. So you can just, you can lean on the DJs and the, musicians to create the music. And you can also participate in that as a brand by accessing your own sound library as well.
Last question. And then please, of course, you know, if you want to add anything else that I didn't ask you today, please do. It's clear that creators are shaping culture, not only on TikTok, you know, society. So why do you think that now we're in a moment where basically creator-led marketing basically is becoming synonymous like marketing? Like, you know, if we have to think about marketing, now it's basically this creator-led, you know, type of approach. Like, so first of all, if you think that is the case, and if so, why right now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, creators are everywhere. and creators are everyone. And to be a successful brand today, you must be a good storyteller. You must resonate, as Sophia so eloquently described. You know, you must be authentic and native to the places that you're integrating into. You must be tapped into culture. And people want to see the personality of a brand. They want to know what a brand stands for. And partnering with creators can be that bridge in every aspect of your media mix. And if you think about how you could even integrate, your employees can be creators. If you have a gym, you know, your fitness instructors can be great advocates for bringing your brand to life. Neutrogena does an amazing job with leveraging their chemists as creators who give you this sort of behind the scenes of how their products are formulated. But really anywhere that there is creative, there can and should be a creator component to that.
And I'll add, I think, Alessandra, I think everyone's going to be a creator in the future. Mm-hmm. What the TikTok platform has done was it gave a tool for everyday people to use and to surface their passions, their points of views, et cetera. And it really empowered a lot of voices who were like almost like hidden creatives, right? And I think you're going to see more and more people create content. I mean, even I've started to create content on my travels. I love to record travels. You have too, Adrian. I see you always post about travel. But everyone is going to be a creator in the future. And so what does that mean for brands? Stop thinking about it as this little line item in your budget and start thinking about how creators are going to play a really significant role in your marketing activity.
I do agree that everyone is going to be basically become a creator. And also something that we discussed in a previous episode, it is that every company will become a media company, right? Because if you don't basically create content, you're going to be so like outdated and out of, you know, the loop of trends that you have to, right? To just somehow create content and make understand that there is more behind the product, right? There are people, there are values, there is a brand image, there is a history, there is sedimentation of values that maybe you accumulated in 200 of story, right, as a brand. And you want to show that nowadays because, as we said before, people don't only want to buy products, they want to buy on values, on other people's, right, on the storytelling, as we said before. So I definitely think that is going to be the future of that. Anything else that you want to add, something that I didn't ask you today or something else you are very excited about the future of the creator economy or TikTok?
I'll jump in. I think, you know, one of the biggest barriers for brands is how to make TikToks, right? Like, how do they really lean in? We just released a full what we call creative code. So it's six best practices. And you can find that on our website, tiktokforbusiness.com. But I'll just quickly tell you, number one is always think TikTok first. Don't think of it as kind of like a tail end type activity. Two, connect with the trends, everything we talked about in this episode. How do people behave? What are they talking about? Be very rooted in production. And when I say that, I don't mean like hire a director, do full on, you know, it's lo-fi, it's scrappy. Chipotle does a great job at it. Go to their page and you'll learn a lot. Stick to a structure. So like once you see what's working, and so, you know, the example Adrian gave where like you pretend you're cooking, but you're actually giving financial advice. If that's doing really well, do it again and again and again. And really stimulate people. So use the, you know, on-screen tags and, you know, show your text on the screen, use music. It's all very, very important. All of these different elements that make up the platform are what people like to engage with.
Yeah, I love that. All such practical advice. And, you know, I would just add to that, you know, from the TikTok creator marketplace, like from that perspective, you know, something that's really unique about how we're approaching this industry is that what's really core to our ethos is really investing in the whole ecosystem. So not only the creators and not only the brands, but also the agencies, the, you know, influencer marketing companies that have been around for many, many years and who are real experts in this space and have built technology. We support them with our API. We have agency success program, and we're really focused on helping agencies who might not have technology utilize the Creator Marketplace as a free first party solution for them to really be able to scale their businesses. We invested in products to support talent managers. I think that might have been one of the first times that a platform has invested in products to support talent managers, because we recognize the role that talent managers and talent agencies play in this space. So really fostering that whole ecosystem and also empowering creators, not only in a one way, you know, oftentimes influencer marketing, creator marketing can be very passive, right? The creator has to wait for the opportunities to come to them, but we're investing in solutions that empower two-way discovery, where creators can raise their hand and participate in campaigns and be, you know, we have open application where brands can post a creative brief and creators can self-apply if they're interested in participating in that. We have Brand Admission, which is an industry first ad solution that enables advertisers to crowdsource authentic content from creators. And this is great also for emerging creators who maybe are new to creator marketing. So there's all these different ways that we're investing in the creator space, the creator economy, and the whole ecosystem.
That's great to see how much potential and, you know, like more investments that can be done on both sides, right? On the creator side, all the opportunities, and also more brands investing into this. And personally, myself, I'm so excited to see what is going to happen. I know that it's just, I don't want to say just the beginning, because, you know, being into this industry for a bit now, but absolutely can see how much more like things that can be created from, again, you know, from technical standpoints, like, you know, the different APIs integration up to how marketing is changing, right, in terms of behavior of the users and the life cycles and all that type of things. So quite excited to see what is going to happen in the next years. Sophia, Adrian, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for bringing on case studies, successful stories, numbers. You know, like there are a lot of marketers listening in, so thank you for being like so, you know, precise when it comes to numbers and percentages. I really appreciate that, you know, because it makes a huge difference, right, when it comes to understanding things.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, this was fun. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you so much again for joining me today. Again, sharing all this information and your passion for the industry. And this was The Influence Factor by The Influencer Marketing Factory. And I'll see you next week.